and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment this Friday morning is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. Sunshine, 75 degrees on our way to 89 before it's all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Humane Society of the Flint Hills Director Stephanie Akili, who is with us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line. Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing all right. How's your Friday?
Oh, it's wonderful. Even when you work the weekend, or at least how I feel, I still love Friday.
We're with you.
Outstanding. Well, Stephanie, I have to ask how things are going here at the Emporia Animal Shelter, because it sounds like, well, traffic is pretty full right now.
We made the news again.
Yes.
I will tell you, we have had a few adoptions lately, which has helped us not be completely over capacity. The hardest thing for us in the community is our dogs. Our dogs that just get us over capacity pretty often. We're very lucky to have quite a few kitty rescues in town that help out. And it's the dogs, guys. We were very much over capacity, and we had to temporarily alter a kitty space to house several dogs for almost, I want to say, about 10 days or so. Our ISO right now has one spot open for quarantines, and then the rest, we're waiting to either get them back to their home, get them off of quarantine or court hold, get them healthy, and then, of course, get the others adopted.
Well, and I know that it is your mission, you know, to find homes for these animals that come to the shelter. You did have to close, what, July 3rd, 4th, and 5th, which is generally, as you know, Stephanie, a very busy time due to fireworks and dogs, cats getting frightened.
Right.
So how tough was that to have to turn those away?
Well, I want to thank the community. People really came together and either did those precautions and were able to keep their pets safe at home, which is wonderful, or, you know, the lost and found sites really help as well. So we got a lot of calls, but considering we were full, we were not able to take a lot in.
When you get full like this, what are some of the steps that you know, the Humane Society and the animal shelter can take to alleviate that? Or really, are you pretty well stuck until somebody comes in or K-State comes in and maybe make some shifts around?
A little bit of everything there, Chuck. You know, we reach out to our partners and see if there's any possibility of transfers to another no-kill shelter, or if anybody's having an adoption event. We reach out to people on our want list if they were looking for a particular size or kind of dog or cat. And then we kind of have to wait for their particular hold, or if they're ill or injured.
What does this do budgetarily to, you know, the Humane Society and the animal shelter when you are full like this? Obviously, more pets, more care, more food, more medicine. How's that all affect the budget?
Oh, it affects it. You're absolutely right. You know, we have wonderful donors, and there are some great people in our community that drop off either monetary donations, treats, cleaning supplies. Dog blankets was a big thing lately. We're doing okay, but the adoptions are really what helps the most.
If you don't mind, Stephanie, let me just ask you, you know, coming kind of back specifically to the,
sure.
You know, the 4th of July weekend, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th that Ron mentioned here, given the animals that are at the shelter, is there anything that you can do to maybe help keep keep them comforted, because obviously the main show was quite a distance away, but you know, there's always probably somebody that's nearby
everywhere.
Firing off fireworks.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes.
Yes. You know, we try to do different things for the dogs on different holidays, and even the cats. And this year we were very happy to have Eric Martin come in, and he played a private concert for everyone up until about almost 11 o'clock at night. And we had a few extra volunteers come and spend time with the dogs and the kitties. We had Pete's party. I mean, it was a great, great evening. And since the show was the third, we had that main event that night. The fourth, we had staff, including myself, come later into the evening with their lights on and louder radio, things like that. I will tell you, they're pretty strict to their routine. So besides, you know, breakfast at this time, different rounds of treats at these times, we go out, get our walks. I'll tell you, we're very lucky that it did not seem to disturb too many of them.
And talking with Stephanie Achille, Humane Society of the Flint Hills Director, Animal Shelter Full. Well, let's talk about the adoption process. How can we get the pets adopted? How can people see what you have, Stephanie?
Yes, we're pretty good about Pet Finder. Those that are adoptable, we get those up there, sometimes even posting, so you could pre-adopt them off before they're hold, or if they're injured, or say they're very young puppies or very young kittens, we say, hey, they'll be ready in a few weeks for actual adoption, but do you want to come check them out? Another thing, too, would be, well, if anybody's interested in volunteering, I mean, we can get the cleaning done. Staff and I are pretty good about that, but, you know, they needed some extra love and some extra interaction, so that's very helpful.
You'd mentioned, too, Stephanie, about, you know, how there are a number of different cat rescue operations that are, I think, probably extremely busy right now.
Yeah.
What would you need from a similar rescue operation on the dog side? Because it sounds like that particular niche may not be filled right now locally.
Right. Well, it's not only a community problem, guys. I mean, it's a nationwide problem. Adoptions are low right now because of so many intakes. Particularly for our shelter here in Emporia, we seem to not have too difficult of an issue with getting our kitties adopted here locally. A lot of our adoptions for dogs, though, are out of state, are out of our community. I mean, we've had several through the last few months that come from Nebraska, Colorado, Missouri. We even had a really wonderful story about a woman that set up rescue, but she did adopt him from Virginia and did the whole transport service and everything. So that was really sweet. But yeah, the dogs, the biggest thing is space. You know, it's a lot harder to safekeep an 80-pound dog than it is a few kitties that are around 10 pounds. So I guess really just the community's patience and their help. When you see a stray, best thing to do right away, if you can, is take a picture and post it on those lost and found sites. If you decide to take an animal in and try and safe keep it, you just really have to have a personal plan, because the shelter is not always able to accommodate that day.
All right, so what's the shelter hours if people want to drop by and see what pets you have there?
Excellent. Yes, we just started new hours. Typically, they're going to be Wednesday through Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And what about the adoption process? Quickly, how does that work, Stephanie?
It's a one-page application. If we ask if you rent or own, we need to talk to a landlord or see a pet policy if you do rent. And then we do a vet reference. If you've got another dog particularly, we do suggest a meet and greet so that everybody's set up for success. But then that can be accomplished within 24 hours or so.
Sounds good. Stephanie, anything else that you wanted us to put out here today?
You know, I'm really good. I think that the shelter is on its way up again. Like I said, we had a few adoptions, and we're not completely over capacity and using different areas of the shelter creatively right now. For July, we are going to have our puppy special, which is $100, and our adult dogs that are $50.
There's the special. There's the deal right there this month, huh? Good stuff. All right, Stephanie, hey, thanks. We appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, talk to you later. That's the Humane Society of the Flint Hills Director, Stephanie Akili, joining us here on our Prime Time Newsmaker.
All right, and did want to let you know that we do have several of our newsmaker slots that are either now full for next week, or they will be full here by the time we get off the morning show. So check the Live and Local calendar, and if you want to be part of the Newsmaker or the Newsmaker 2 slots next week, call 620-342-1400.
And our Newsmaker brought to you this morning by our good friends at the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House, 737, 75 degrees. Good morning.
Estate auction. Collectibles include oil cans, knives, tools, and more.